She's been singing since she began speaking. Lauren Elise's genre-defying music can be described as eclectic soul, with an array of influences making up her sound. What began as a natural form of expression for her became Lauren's method of coping with life, and then her way of dictating it. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Neal. My guest is singer-songwriter Lauren Elise of Cincinnati, Ohio. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Have you come back down to earth yet from performing at Funkfest?
There might be one foot on the ground, still floating elsewhere. It was incredible. I have no words.
Biggest stage yet?
Absolutely. Biggest stage yet, a part of a lineup of incredible artists, all of which I grew up listening to and admire. So it was definitely not only just a privilege and an honor, but an amazing learning experience.
That was a big event for Cincinnati, too. A great crowd.
Oh, quite. It was packed. And everyone echoed the same sentiment, this sort of awe and respect for the artist. You can tell there was a common respect just in that huge space. The energy was astounding.
And did you feel welcomed into that circle?
I did. I felt like I belonged.
That's a beautiful thing.
It was incredible.
Well, you've got a couple more days to bask in the glow of that memory, because coming up this week is another huge show. Tell us about what's going on Friday night.
So this Friday, May 4th, I will be headlining the Woodward Theater. It is my first show there at all. It's my first headlining show there, which is a major accomplishment for me. I have quite the evening planned. Incredible opening acts, including Macho Means, Sierra Imani, and Chris Crooks. And I've also expanded my band a bit for some surprise tidbits here and there. I've got a little horn section, amongst other things. I don't want to give it all away, but it's going to be an incredible show. Very excited. The theme for this show for me, at least my set, is Running with the Wolves. It's a book that I truly love and has inspired a great deal of my art. And so this show is just me sort of stepping into all of my glory as a woman, the good, the bad, the ugly, all the in between, and really just letting that shine on stage.
Lauren, you went to Walnut Hills High School, which is a really great school in Cincinnati, Ohio. Did you do music in school?
I did, actually. I did a lot of musical theater, which was great. And I also kept up just writing my own music when I was alone in my alone time. So,
when did the writing begin?
Wow, I've been writing in like elementary school. I couldn't give it an exact age, but it had to be like around like fifth or sixth grade. I was introduced to some African-American poets. And once that got started, I was hooked. And so I began writing poetry. And I've always loved music and I've always sang. So the two just naturally came together.
Do you sing and rap?
I've been testing the waters with rapping lately. I actually, at the U.S. Bank, I premiered a rap that I wrote, and it was incredible. The crowd had loved it. So you might see more raps from me coming forward.
Well, you will have some spoken word performances Friday night as
well as the
musical. Yes, I
will. It's going to be a very diverse and well-rounded show, and I'm very proud of that because I love art, and I think that there are a plethora of ways for us to put it on a platform that's not just one-dimensional.
What drove you to begin recording your music?
Well, I've always known that this is what I wanted to do. So honestly, hopping behind the booth and recording my songs was just a natural thing to happen. While I love performing, like that, the stage is where I feel I thrive. Hopping behind the booth and recording my creations is just something that I think was just a natural byproduct of the passion that I have, honestly.
Do you like that part of the process?
To be honest with you, that's my least favorite part, but I am growing to like it. I think that my ability to love that and accept that comes with curating the space the way that I need to be. Not just walking into the booth and recording, but making sure my sage is lit. Making sure I've spent time with the songs that I'm going to record and turning the booth into a stage of its own kind.
Chatting with Lauren Elise, her EP, Life, Death, Life, is the first recorded piece of your art. You're working on some new material, I understand.
I am. Very secretly. It's been incredible because I just wrapped my mini tour, and I've been able to, for the first time, make time on that tour to collaborate with different artists. And that's been amazing for my inspiration and helping me to continue to write and create new sounds and new songs for the future. So I'm very excited about that. I would like to drop an album up next, but I really want to take my sound in a new direction and challenge myself sonically. So right now I'm really focusing on singles and collaborative efforts and doing that while I create that project. And right when the time is right, Drop it.
Life, Death, Life is a collection of songs. You say you wrote with a message that people have the right to live their best lives as defined by themselves, and that you sort of slant that message towards women, but you want to empower everybody. You feel like that message is one that people need to be reminded of today?
Absolutely. A major theme of that project for me is healing. A great deal of life happened before that project was created. And it happened so fast, and I wasn't able to sit in myself. Up and moved to New York, $300 in my pocket, came back home pregnant. It was just so much at once. And when I went to write that project, I went with a whole different set of intentions. They were very business focused. I'm going to get mainstream songs. I'm going to do A, B, and C. And the universe just had a whole different agenda. And I was able to really dive into myself and pull forth some creative juices that really helped me see myself clearer and heal myself. And I think that it's important for us to share those stories because we act as mirrors, right? And other people are able to say, I can do that. I see myself in that. And that's probably the most powerful thing I've received in that project, hearing other women say, I see myself in you. Oh my gosh, it's moving.
You perform in a full band and you perform as a soloist, just yourself and your guitar. Do you have a favorite?
I cannot say that I do. You know, if you would have asked me that maybe like 3 months ago, I would have said band, hands down, because I'm able to just sing. And that's my first love, right? I just want to close my eyes, let the band carry the tunes and just sing. But I've come into a different element of my artistry, I feel, and the connection that I have one-on-one, just me, that guitar, or me and my piano in the crowd, is very intimate, and I value that time. It's a time not only for the audience to feel me and receive me and enjoy a show, but for me to really get in tune with the people who are seeking to learn more about not just me, but themselves through music. So I couldn't tell you there's a favorite. I love them both. As long as I'm singing, I'm happy.
You clearly love performing. Who are a couple of your musical influences?
Well, Prince. I love Beyonce, but not only because as a musician, as a businesswoman, she's incredible. Her work ethic is something to truly be admired and sought. I love me some Chaka Khan as well. Rufus, back when she was with them. Bon Iver, Adele, I love Adele. Whitney Houston is my love, love of my life.
I just was listening to some Whitney the other day.
I love
that
Whitney.
That girl could sing.
And it was just so much soul. Like, you could just, I felt like you could see her voice moving. Like, it's incredible. The Beatles, love me some Ray Charles as well. I like a lot of old school. My dad continuously played that in the house. But my mom played a lot of gospel when she was cleaning. So I have a wide array of influences from different genres, honestly. And I think it all plays a part in how I express myself musically, for sure.
You have a really great website with some videos on there. Those videos are beautiful. Who shot those?
The Yes Life. They're a local group here. Creative. They work in videography, but a lot of other things as well. But Kosh is the videographer who shoots for The Yes Life. And we just get each other. He really, I think that kind of connection to be able to bring someone else's vision to life really requires an intimate sort of connection. And since we first met, we just really got each other.
It's quite clear that you have a lot to say and a lot to give, and you're ready to bring it all to the stage at the Woodward.
Yes.
This Friday evening, the 4th of May, what time does the show begin?
8 p.m. is when doors open, and we're set to have our first act on by 8:30, so.
Quick rundown again of what we can see on stage at the Woodward.
Oh, my God.
What you can tell us.
Lauren Elise, for sure, with an incredible band in tow and some amazing supporting acts, including Macho Mean, Siri Amani, and Chris Crooks, and some special guest appearances from Tri, John Schuyler, and more.
The show is happening at the Woodward Theater in OTR Friday, May the 4th. For information on tickets, visit our website, wvxu.org, and we'll link you to all the info for Friday night's show. My guest has been soul singer extraordinaire Lauren Elise, talking about her record, Life, Death, and Life, the Funk Fest that she just celebrated life at, and the upcoming performance Friday, May the 4th at the Woodward. 2018 is the cusp of Lauren's career. The future holds more healing, more soul, and a lot more music. She'll be in concert Friday night. Visit WVXU.org for more. Lauren, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.